Hello and welcome to the Final Draft Podcast. My name's Andrew Popel, and today I'm joined by Sydney Writers Festival Program Director Anne Mossop. The Final Draft Podcast explores books, writing and literary culture. Every week, Final Draft broadcasts from the studios of 2SER in Sydney, and here at Final Draft we are dedicated to exploring Australian writing, from debut authors to the classics that you know and love. These conversations look into the issues that drive the author's storytelling and help you discover more from the books you love, because these are the stories that make us who we are. Now, 2SER broadcasts from the lands of the Gadigal people, and I'm recording on the lands of the Darug and Gunungurra people. I want to acknowledge the traditional owners of those lands, pay my respects to their ongoing connection to their lands, acknowledging these are unceded lands, and that treaty has never been made with Australia's First Nations. Always was, always will be. Anne Mossop is the Program Director for Sydney Writers Festival. She's joining me today. And look, it just makes sense, doesn't it? We love talking to authors here, debut authors, household names. We love exploring their stories. And Sydney Writers Festival, for many decades, has been a place where writers come together and share their ideas, from author talks to panels to debates. It is a fantastic opportunity to discover Australian and international writing. And Anne is joining me because Sydney Writers Festival have announced their 2024 program. The festival is coming up in May, but this is a chance to get a little bit of a preview, hear a little bit, and discover some of Anne's picks. So join me today with Anne Mossop as we discuss the Sydney Writers Festival 2024 program. Dear listener, it is that time of the year again. Sydney Writers Festival have dropped their program, and I have the great pleasure of being joined on the line by Festival Program Director Anne Mossop. Anne, it's great to have you.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
It's an exciting time of the year.
It's a very exciting time of the year.
I wonder if anyone doesn't know. I'm going to let people know. Sydney Writers Festival, it is an annual gathering of writers from Australia, from across the world. It has been described amongst the best writers festivals in the world. There's a huge contingent of writers coming to Sydney come May. Congratulations on the program, Anne. Like, you joined the festival when we were all still kind of tentatively peeking our heads out of our houses from COVID lockdowns. How's the experience been programming this year? It feels like a different world.
It does feel like a different world, and it's been really interesting to see. People seem to be a lot keener to travel, a lot more prepared to think about coming to Australia. And there's also been a funny thing happened, which is now there's a whole cluster of writers' festivals in May. And so we've been really lucky to work with colleagues in Auckland and in Melbourne and Brisbane. And that means, you know, that makes the money that we have for travel go a bit further. So it's been really great. We've got this huge international contingent coming along.
Fantastic. Now, your festival theme is Take Me Away. I'm sure that more than a few of us could do with an escape right now. The trouble is, all the big tourist spots, they feel about as intimate as your local supermarket, and they seem to feature the same old faces. At the risk of over-egging this analogy, I was wondering if you could tell us how this year's program helps readers get off the proverbial well-worn trail. And it is all I can do to not make like a road less travelled kind of joke right now.
Well, this is a big program. It's got lots of, you know, very different kind of writers. So whether you want to be, you know, in the middle of a family saga in Kerala in South India, or you want to be navigating an extraordinary history of the world that goes back to thousands of, you know, that goes back thousands of years, there's all kinds of different ways to get away from daily reality. But the other thing about a theme like Take Me Away is that it's not just about escape or exploration. It's also about seeing the world through the eyes of other people. And that's one of the great charms, I think, of fiction and many kinds of creative writing. And, you know, we've got really incredible writers of fiction, people like Ann Patchett, Viet Thanh Nguyen, Bonnie Garmus, Celeste Ng, Abraham Verghese coming to the program. And so there's a real richness of different kinds of books and experiences for people to share.
Sticking with my tortured metaphor, if you'll allow me, Anne, sometimes getting away is just more about a staycation. And local authors have this way of showing us something new about the world where we live. What do you want to tell me about the Australian contingent in this year's festival?
Well, there's an incredible set of books that have been published in the last year. So if you think about a new book from Christos Tsholkas, a book from Richard Flanagan, Anna Funder with Wifedom, Charlotte Wood, a non-fiction book from James Bradley. There are some incredible books. But also one of the wonderful things about the festival every year is that there's also a whole lot of people that, you know, are not so well known, people who've got new books or first books. And so we have a really great series called Your Favourite's Favourite, which is where an established writer talks to somebody whose work they really admire. You know, so we've got Christos Tsolkos talking to Peter Pilates. We've got Annabel Crabb talking to Robert Skinner, who's written an absolutely hilarious memoir. And Tony Birch talking to Graeme Ackhurst, who's just published his first book called Borderland. So there's the whole range, whether, you know, you want to see someone like Julia Baird talking about her book about Grace, Bright Shining, or something absolutely fresh, new and hot off the press from a young writer. There are plenty of both.
I haven't had a look at the whole program yet, Anne, but one jumped out at me. You've got Winnie Dunn on the program. Her new book isn't even out yet. I've known Winnie for a while. I am so excited for the book. So it's just amazing the people that you can discover. You're, like, they are tomorrow's names.
Absolutely. And we're so happy to have Winnie Dunn in the program talking about her a book, Dirt Poor Islanders. She's in an incredible session of Trailblazing Women, which is three women, Winnie, Sarah Saleh with her book Songs for the Dead and the Living, and, of course, Shirley Lee with her book Funny Ethnics. So that's a whole a generation of extraordinary writers from Western Sydney. But also we work with Sweatshop Literacy Movement. There's a session of you know, called Sweatshop Stories with a collection of incredible writers talking about their work. And that's a thrill, which is to see somebody, you know, like that feeling of a book that's just come out and discovering somebody new.
Absolutely. And full respect, Anne, you didn't miss a beat there. I'm just dropping names and you're going, actually, this is what they're on. Here's the date. You're probably going to reel off a website in a second.
If you try to get me on dates and times, because there's more than 200 events. So well,
it is swf.org.au for anyone who wants more information. I don't know about you, but life can feel quite, what's the word, contingent these days, the cost of living, there's polarizing politics, there's the rise of the machines, AI. How do you respond to this ever-changing world in a festival program?
Well, I think what's interesting, this is a festival that has always engaged with creative writers and their work, but also with the big ideas. And so what we're trying to do is give people the chance to engage with what they want to think about. You know, some people really want to come along and think, I want to see my favourite writer talking about my favourite book that I already love. And there are other people who are much more, you know, who I must say I really admire, who are much more experimental, who'll say, I want to see a whole lot of stuff where I don't know anything about it. Or I want to be, you know, I want to be intrigued by something. I want to be challenged. And because, you know, we're quite a large festival, the biggest financial contributor to our festival are our audience members who buy tickets and come along to hear things. So this is a festival that's always had a whole lot of different things, you know, different things for different audiences. And so, you know, there's some absolutely fantastic feel-good sessions in the festival. You know, I don't know if you read Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmus. This is this book that has had this huge success over the last couple of years, made into an amazing television series. It's an incredibly enjoyable read, but sharp, full of ideas. So that's something where people, a huge number of readers will be thinking, I love that book. I'm going to come along. But we've also got people who I think this is one of the great pleasures of a festival, which is, you know, somebody like in our program, like Elizabeth Acevedo or Leila Slimani. Elizabeth Acevedo, an American writer, who just published her first novel. She's somebody who's written for children and young people. She's a US Poetry Slam champion. She's an incredible speaker. Her first novel, you know, has come out in the last year. She won't be known to lots of people in Australia, but we want them to have the opportunity to come along and hear from this incredible person who I think is going to be, you know, one of the stars of the festival. So there's the opportunity for all of those things. And also, you know, you talked about AI and the rise of the machines. Well, We've got a conversation about that that I think, well, some very serious conversations about that, but also our great debate, which is always a fantastic mixture of big ideas plus, you know, serious comedy. We've got, you know, Annabelle Crabb and David Marr as team captains, but also, you know, the amazing AI scientist Toby Walsh in a conversation about whether artificial intelligence is better than the real kind. So there's the opportunity to engage with some of those big ideas as well as have a whole lot of fun.
How many years before you think we're going to be, or you're going to be programming the first AI author to a festival?
Well, it's been really interesting, actually. There are a bunch of books. You know, this is actually starting to happen. There's a couple of books that different kinds of experiments have been out this year. I don't know. I mean, I feel like we're, you know, for a while, for the next little while, it's going to be a novelty. And then probably in a few years' time, we won't know. You know, there'll be something in there that's got, you know, a person's name on it that will turn out to have been written by AI and we won't have realised.
You've already impressed me with just the thorough knowledge, as of course you would have thorough knowledge of your beautifully just, you know, released program. And last year I hit you up with just a tasting plate of questions. Would you be up for just a couple, just to give people an idea, to send them over to swf.org.au to discover more?
Of course.
All right. I'm not going to give you them all, but I've got the questions here. Who is someone that you can't ignore on this year's festival?
Well, for me, that would be somebody like David Wengrow, who's written a book with the late David Graeber called The Dawn of Everything. This is a big ideas book about the history of humans, the history of the world, and it's enormous. So I need to tell people about it now so that they can start reading and have it read by May. But more importantly, it's the kind of book that if you engage with it, it's going to change the way you think about human history.
Awesome. This is my favourite one. Someone you think you won't like, but you should go see anyway. Interpret that how you will.
That's difficult. Well, I'm going to interpret it in a fairly stretchy way, which is people often think about philosophers or books of philosophy as hard-going and serious and difficult. And we have two very different philosophers in the program who completely blow that away. One of them is Kate Mann, who's been described as the philosopher of the Me Too movement. She's sharp feminist philosopher with a whole bunch of ideas that are incredibly relevant in day-to-day life about the way we live now. She's funny, she's engaging, and she's going to be talking about the future of misogyny. And the other is Anthony Grayling, who's somebody who's been in the festival before, who certainly, if you look at this long catalogue of work, fits in that model of being a serious traditional philosopher. But he's going to be talking about, you know, the meaning of life in an age of technology. And I think, again, he's an incredibly fantastic communicator, somebody who takes big complex ideas and makes them really interesting and accessible. And so those are two very different approaches, but that I think, you know, don't be afraid of the big ideas and come along to hear from both of them.
And last one, Anne, I'm not going to give you too many more. What's your comfort food in this year's festival?
Oh, well, how could I go past Anne Patchett? So an absolutely extraordinary novelist whose beautiful book, Tom Lake, has come out this year. This is something from a writer who is much loved by you know, a large, you know, has a really huge audience for her work. The current book is a family saga. It's about growing up. It's about the crazy pleasures of young adulthood. It's about how to grow cherries. It's about getting through COVID. And so that's something that, you know, you could recommend to almost anybody to enjoy.
Sydney Writers Festival Program Director Anne Millsap, you've just launched the program. You've taken the time to join us. We are so very grateful. The 2024 Sydney Writers Festival will run from the 20th of May till the 26th of May. You can find out more details at swf.org.au. And thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the festival.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you once again for joining me today. And thank you once again to Anne Millsap, the Program Director for Sydney Writers Festival, and joined me today to discuss their 2024 program. The festival is coming up in May, but right now you can discover more, you can buy tickets, you can listen to the SWF podcast if you have time after you've listened to the Final Draft podcast. It is all over at swf.org.au. Final Draft records on the lands of the Darug and Gunungurra people. The show is produced and presented by Andrew Popel. I'm so happy to be able to share this program with you every single week. If you want to get in touch, you will find Final Draft on the socials. Just look for @finaldraft2ser. And you can also send us an email, finaldraft@2ser.com. Subscribe in your podcast app, though. This is the smart money. This means a new episode and a bonus episode every single week. My name's Andrew Popel. I am going to be back with more great conversations from Australian authors very soon, every week, ongoing. Just love reading. Thank you for joining me, and happy reading to you. Till next time. Bye for now.